Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 141, which is a Psalm of David. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord. In you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. Sin and evil is everywhere in our world. That is a fact. Sad and sorrowful, but still a fact. Hasten to us, Lord. Hear us when we call upon you for help. The actions of evil and wicked people fill the pages of newspapers, saturate television airwaves, and shout for attention all over the internet. Horrible things and mean people even make it into our towns and neighborhoods with fighting, trespassing, and violence. And then besides all of that, and much closer to home, we ourselves are continually tempted to get sucked into the mess around us. Angry thoughts about a friend, uncharitable words toward our families, loud and untimely outbursts against those who dare to argue with us. And like a moth that's drawn to the warmth and light of a flame, or an overeager adventurer, we even run the risk of being pulled into situations that we know are not wise or good for us. Situations that might have seemed in the beginning to be just simple fun and pleasure. But if we stop to think about it, we know that they are sure to create more trouble and cause more sorrow, and lead us to sin. Sin, that three-letter word again. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. From 1 John 1:8. Fortunately, being baptized children of God, the truth that is in us is the Holy Spirit who gives us the gift of faith and life through Christ who died to forgive all of our sins. Yes, Jesus died and paid the debt for our sin, but we forgiven sinners still must continue to live in a world surrounded by it. And this is why, like David, we too can cry, O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me, give ear to my voice when I call to you. These words from David are urgent, passionate, demanding. David knows that the temptations he faces are not going to go away on their own or magically disappear. David also recognizes, correctly, that some of the temptations surrounding him aren't harmless little vices that are easily ignored, but are in fact temptations that will be strongly encouraged if he engages with certain types of people or goes to certain types of places. We all know what he means because we also face the same sorts of temptations. They come in all kind of dazzling packages too. A handsome or pretty coworker, a fun-loving party group making the rounds to pubs and bars, a pal with a secret, albeit illegal, way of making more money, a good friend willing to lie about where you've been and what you've been up to. Yep, unfortunately, temptation is everywhere. But here's the good news. God is bigger and stronger than Satan and his evil ways. God is the one to cry out to for help with these struggles when they explode into our thoughts and life. God is the only one who can claim total victory over Satan and his ways. When we pray to God, he will always hear, and will help us keep our sure footing. I heard a pastor say once that when he is praying the Lord's Prayer, eyes closed, he pictures the back of the hand of God in front of his face, with a legion of angels with him, holding at bay the evil darts and arrows of the devil. What an amazing, comforting picture of God's love and protection for us, that he will keep Satan from snatching us from his grasp. Prayer is a big deal for Christians. It fills our lives with the closeness of God. And when we pray with the psalmist today, the beautiful words from verse 2, "Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice," we are rejoicing that the Lord has made us so beautiful to himself that he gladly and lovingly accepts our prayers as if they truly are a pleasing sacrifice. The psalmist in the very next verse hits on one of the biggest struggles of humankind. Men and women, young and old, we all should take heed of this verse and add it to our daily prayers. "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." Now, I don't really have time in a 10-minute program to fully explain my personal struggle with this one, but suffice it to say, I pray this prayer daily. It's not that I'm prone to swearing, or particularly hurtful to others, or that I blatantly lie about things, but my tongue often gets me in trouble. Without thinking, I say things I know I shouldn't, especially to my enemies, or at least the enemies of God, as they do not believe in Jesus Christ. I become impatient. I too often lash out at the evildoers, those who arrogantly break the Ten Commandments with no remorse. I just as often fail to say the loving, forgiving words that our Lord certainly spoke to sinners in need of grace. And I too quickly snap at my fellow believers when they are only trying to rightly rebuke and direct me away from sin and toward the Word of God. Why do we hate that so much, that rebuking from our Christian fellow friends? As St. Augustine was known to have said, "It is not without reason that the tongue is set in a moist place, but because it is so prone to slip." Isn't that the truth? The wise authors of Proverbs also give us this assurance from chapter 21, verse 23. "Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble." And in chapter 12, verse 3, "Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin." Indeed, we do well to ask the Lord to set a guard over our mouths to keep us from unkind, hurtful words that only serve to drive another away from the grace and mercy of God. To guard our mouths so that we don't say wicked things, even if we might be right, to strangers and loved ones. To keep us even from speaking harshly to those who in ignorance sin against us and against God. We pray for God to be our guard, who hears every word we utter, to keep us off of our high horse, as my parents would say, and keep us from any word that would bring disgrace to us or to our Lord. And it is right to ask the Lord also to keep watch over the door of our lips, that everything we say might be pleasing to him. A door brings to mind hinges, meaning it opens and it closes. Oh, that God would close that door when it is not helpful to the other person, or displeasing to God when we're tempted to speak in anger or arrogance. And please, dear Lord, open the door of our lips when it is good and right to offer Jesus' words of encouragement when someone we know is struggling with life. Gentle words of rebuke when a fellow Christian is struggling with serious temptations. Soothing words of repentance and forgiveness as Christ forgives us when we have offended or been offended. And especially sweet words of praise to our Lord and God for all of his blessings and steadfast love to us. "My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day." Psalm 71, verse 8. Friends, what we speak is what is inside of us. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10, "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Blessings to each of you this day as you go about your daily living and speaking and proclaiming. We pray. Lord, we pray for your watchful eye to be on us, guarding us from the danger of ill words on our lips, and keeping us from bad associations that would lead us into temptation and sin. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your steadfast love toward us. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.